And now, a party political broadcast on behalf of the Independent Salford Party.
Good evening, my comrades, my brothers and sisters, my fellow Salfordians. For too long now, we have lived in the shadow of a place called Manchester. I have travelled widely from our fair corner of the northwest, and let me tell you, my friends, that when I meet the lovely people of elsewhere, I tell them which great city I hail from. And do you know what they say without fail? Where's that? And so I have to tell them that it's just next to Manchester. So, Salford's in Manchester, they reply. No, I say, we are separate. We are individual, unique. But alas, it seems not to register. We had a Doctor Who, for pity's sake. Morrissey, Robert Powell, Russell Watson, Hobson's Choice. And yet, my flock, we are still lumped in with Manchester. And I say no. My great plan is to put Salford fairly and squarely on the map and to once and for all disassociate ourselves from that place of vice called Manchester. I propose that every able-bodied man, woman and child grab a shovel and join me. We shall dig our fair city out of the ground and transport it over hill and dale to a place we can finally call home. We shall...
We apologise for the loss of the previous item. This is due to extreme silliness. SCR would like to point out our support for an independent identity from Manchester.
No, no, you can't silence the truth. Babylon must burn!
However, we do not support the rather ridiculous notion of picking up the city and moving it away.
Join me, my hive! Dig for freedom!
And now we return to your regularly scheduled programme.
Hi, and welcome back to Wine Club. Today we are experimenting with nettle wine. Now, the first thing that strikes me is the aroma. Like two playful St. Bernard puppies frolicking on a midsummer's day through fields of maize in Northamptonshire. It's got oak and daddy long legs mixed with fine cheese and an old run-down country house. How's it taste to you, Tom?
Oh, this is very full-bodied. It's very reminiscent of carjackings. And summer berries infused with comfy slippers and an evening paper. What do you think, Jerry?
Tastes like piss.
News just in. A war between the ninjas and the pirates is on the verge of breaking out. Pirate Chief Admiral Legless Ezekiel Straw made the following statement.
Arr, for too long those shifty pyjama wearers have been saying they be better than pirates. Well, I says this. Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, says I. Ah.
The pirate army has been watching Cutthroat Island intensively for the past few months in preparation and are now ready for whatever the ninjas throw at them.
Well, Mr. Haig, that was a first-class presentation. Indeed, one of the best candidates for the job we've had all week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
However, there is one rather grave matter, which means we will be unable to offer you the job.
Oh, was it the presentation? I admit, I did prepare that in a bit of a rush.
No, indeed, that was a highlight, young man. Most enjoyable. The problem is that you appear to be a giant bee.
Very funny. Oh, you really had me going there. My God, you're serious, aren't you?
Deadly. Fatally, even.
I don't understand.
Well, we at Buggle and Timmins PLC are all for equal opportunities and such. But we do draw the line at employing bugs. Especially those of the Bombus Hortorum family.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. How you thought you could fool us with that disguise? You're a bee, sir. Admit it.
But what reason on earth could you possibly have for thinking that I am a bee?
Well, the distinctive black and yellow markings are a dead giveaway. Indeed, dead giveaway.
But that's my tie! Oh, for the love of God, I'm not a bee.
Wasp? Hornet, maybe?
Oh, this is outrageous. I'm off.
Good riddance, I say. Yes, we can do without bees here. Marie, send in the next candidate. Jenkins, we didn't know you were here. Well, it's a closed book as far as I'm concerned. You've got the job.
We interrupt your regular programming to bring you the following news update. The ninjas have retaliated against the recent pirate outbursts. Grandmaster Sha Tin Pong made the following statement.
If pirates insult my ninja, I will kill them. If pirates hurt my ninja, I will kill them. I learn my skill on Tekken 2. I will kill them.
Citizens are urged to stay indoors as the violence is likely to escalate.
Captain's log. Well, we've done it. We left Earth orbit about half an hour ago. A crew of 400 women in search of a place to live, where we aren't expected to have silicone implants, collagen lips, orange skin, the complexion of jacket potatoes, and the intellectual capacities of whelks. Our trusty vessel is a Navy surplus starship, rechristened by fair democratic vote, the SS Virago. Happy to report that was my personal preference, although Gunnery Sergeant Bean lobbied with disturbing vigour for the SS Lorena Bobbitt. I must admit that Bean does rather worry me, but quite frankly we needed someone to operate the weapon system, and everyone else felt a bit nervous about it. I mean, understandably, hit the wrong button and the next thing you know you've blown up half a solar system. Which is how the last war with Kaluki of Sirius Major got started. At least that's what Bean says. Although she also said she met Elvis in the Starbucks on Ganymede Way Station, so I do tend to take everything she says with a tablespoon or two of salt. Admittedly, having an ex-space marine with a steel plate in her head and a kill-em-all-let-God-sort-em-out t-shirt in charge of enough firepower to destroy entire civilizations isn't the most comfortable concept I've encountered, but she seems reasonably good at waiting so she's told before killing anything. Be thankful for small mercies, as my mother used to say. So, these are the voyages of the SS Virago. It's however many years it takes mission to seek out new life and new civilizations. Or even existing ones where they've never heard of lap dancing would be okay as far as I'm concerned. To boldly go where loaded FHM and men and motors have never been before. And never ruddy will if I've got anything to do with it.
We interrupt you now with the following newsflash. The pirate armada has set sail down the Irwell to launch a full-scale assault on the secret ninja dojo, also known as that big black building next to the Lowry Centre. Operation Swordfish is led by Lady Pirate Captain Bessie Blackbush O'Rourke. She made the following statement at a press conference before setting sail.
Aho, me hearties! We be keel all in them land-loving sea slugs! Or me name be not Captain Bessie Blackbush O'Rourke.
The Armada is making slow progress down the Irwell due to the sudden appearance of a 30-foot man-eating pike.
Senior citizen, stop.
What's that, laddie?
I'll help you cross the road.
Get your hands off me.
But I'm helping you.
You can help yourself to the other end of my stick if you don't let go of my bits.
But...
You should be ashamed of yourself, a young hoodlum trying to accost an old lady.
Not a hoodlum, I'm a superhero.
Why are you wearing that mask?
To maintain my secret identity, it's what superheroes do.
It's what common criminals do.
But I need a secret identity.
If you've done nothing wrong, you'll have nothing to hide. And looking at your nylons, you really don't have much to hide. Nothing super about that.
It's tucked in. Right, so you don't want me to help you cross the road?
No.
You're sure?
Yes.
Not again. I bet Superman doesn't have days like this.
News just in. The ninjas' chi powers are repelling the pirates' broadside bombardment of the Riverside Dojo. Eighth Dan, Dan McWoo, made this comment whilst on a secret ninja mission buying kebabs and Pringles.
You see them pirates? They're rubbish. Sure, they've got cannons, but I've got shuriken stars. I've the special double disc edition of Under Siege. I've seen all the special features. I've studied Seagal Itsu. Can I beat the pirates? Sure I can. You get me?
The ninjas are set to loose a surprise attack on the pirates' flagship. Citizens, please stay away from the Irwell whilst this war rages.